Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway, and you're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and something I want to talk to you about that you may or may not be familiar with. And you can find these in plants. I know Dr. Stephen Gundry, cardiac surgeon, wrote The Plant Paradox. And one of the things he's talking about is lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, that literally tell open little holes in the lining of your intestines. And it causes havoc for a lot of people. That's where you get the leaky gut, you get the allergies, you can get a bloating, you can be miserable. He said he couldn't lose weight until he found out what foods had lectins in it and left them alone. And a lot of them is foods that we would consider healthy. Now, bread, for many people, the wheat, really causes a lot of digestive problems. And for me, it's a respiratory. I mean, if I have wheat, I'll start sneezing very quickly. You can give me a cracker, and that's almost like a magic trick. 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, I'll start sneezing. I'm allergic to wheat. And maybe because I grew up in wheat country as a kid and it was in the air, and I don't know. But I'm allergic to wheat, or my ancestry wasn't exposed to wheat. I mean, it's sort of a Russian background. Probably rye doesn't bother me, but wheat does. But here's something you may not realize. Table sugar is a little over 50 on the glycemic index. If you don't know what the glycemic index is, it's how quickly your body responds to food and how quickly your blood sugar spikes. So if I take orange juice, it's going to spike real quick. If you're a diabetic going into a diabetic shock and someone gets some orange juice down you, it would save your life. But if you drink on a regular basis, you're spiking your blood sugar all the time. Lemon, not at all. But orange juice, very, very high in sugar. And grape juice, equally as high in sugar. Now, a candy bar, I used to tell my ex-wife when I was married, and she used, when she was a kid, she'd eat a Snicker. And I was like, oh, that was really bad. Ends up a Snicker, not that bad. It's about 40 on the glycemic index. You really want to be around 25 or less, but it's 40. Table sugar is about 52. A soft drink is around 60, but a whole wheat bread is about 72, and a white baguette is over 90. So you go, oh, I won't eat that sugar, or I won't drink that sugary drink, and I don't want you to. But you think eating a piece of bread won't bother you, but it will. Now, the cool thing is they're starting to make bread-like, sort of imitation bread. They're making bread out of everything from cauliflower, their almond flour. They're coming up with a lot of different ways of doing it. Flax seeds worked in. I buy these, I think, from Mock Farms. I'll buy these crackers when I want to put some avocado or cream cheese on them, or just healthy butter, not margarine. Never use margarine. That hydrogenated oil in there is deadly. But real butter is actually good and may help protect you against stomach cancer. So a soft butter on that, it's just made out of seeds. Seeds are fine. It's grains that are a problem for us, and those are the ones that are high in the lectins. So we have to be careful with that. And there's so many different ways. There's also doing, I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's a restructured starch. There's a way of taking grains and heating it up, or potatoes, and heating them up and then cooling them. And I don't know if they heat them up one more time or they cool them down one more time. And then it creates a starch that you can't absorb, but taste, it has a taste, but you don't absorb it. It just passes on through the intestines. So they're getting really creative at this. I tried to do this a few years ago with a friend of mine who, she was a cook for Whole Foods, and we were trying to make some very tasty desserts, but they were too gooey, couldn't pull it off. But now they're doing it. Now they have a lot of stuff. There's a thing I picked up recently called Keto Cups, and I picked them up from a couple different health food stores that have them around here. And they're coconut oil and chocolate with a little bit of monk fruit, which is also called Luan. And it gives me my MCT oil. So I like to take it with my vitamins. And I'll take one or two of those a day. MCT oil helps you burn fat because it helps the body create more ketones. And somehow by giving the body ketones in the form of MCT oil, or actually BHB, giving the body that, then it will turn around and make more ketones. It stimulates the body to create more ketones. So I think it's interesting because I would have thought it'd be the opposite. If you give it what it needs for energy, then it wouldn't need to make it. But it doesn't seem to work that way. You give it the coconut oil or the more refined MCT oil. Now, don't do too much MCT oil at one time. Do about a tablespoon once or twice a day, because too much may give you diarrhea. But nevertheless, it's going to help you lose weight. And it also kills bacteria, virus, and fungus. And I love that fact because it makes it so soft it falls apart, and the shell of the little membranes of the bacteria and the fungus just sort of get too soft, and they try to squeeze into places and they fall apart. Now, virus, I don't know, because a virus may not even be a living thing. It may be more like an RNA that is separated and is flickering around. But since it can replicate, I would have a tendency to think it is a living thing. But some people think it's not. In fact, the man that wrote The Body's Many Cries for Water, Dr. Batman Jella, he thought it wasn't. He thought it was broken off DNA that we're finding around the cells and outside the cells. Or it may be functioning like an RNA and disrupting our own DNA. Whatever, you'll find coconut oil a great oil to cook with. Cook with it at a pretty high temperature. Tastes good. It won't give you any trouble. And if you want to mix it with chocolate powder and some stevia, you basically have chocolate fudge. That used to be a dessert I used to make myself with. Right now, what I do is I take chocolate powder, I take stevia, and I take chia seeds, and I blend those all together. It depends how much chocolate and stevia you like, but you blend all that together. Then I put either butter or MCT. I first pour hot water over it. Then I put MCT oil on it, and I stir that up, and I put a lot of hot water. I mean, as much hot water as there is seeds, or maybe more. And it swells up, and it tastes like chocolate cake. And a teaspoon or two that really satisfies my chocolate desire, my sweet tooth. And so you can look at that, and you might have other ways you want to flavor it. There is Stevita has a chocolate powder. Here in Oklahoma City, I get it at Omega Health. And Dotson's has it over in Norman. And I get that chocolate powder, and I mix that in. They really do a better job of me trying to mix the stevia and the chocolate powder. So the Stevita chocolate powder, I don't always use their other stevias. I use their liquids. I don't always use the other stevias. Speaking of their liquids, most of these liquid stevias have glycerin and stevia mixed together. And glycerin has a little bit of a sweet taste. It's just one of the important amino acids in the body. And that glycerin, they were trying to figure out, saying if you'll die of heart disease if you eat too much meat, you need to eat more vegetables. It ends up in vegetables, there's a lot of glycerin. In meat, there isn't. So the methionine levels were too high. When you add glycerin to the diet, it neutralized that, and that was the problem. There was an imbalance between methionine and glycerin. And I get my glycerin from the stevia. I also eat some vegetables, a lot of vegetables, but non-starchy. But that's something to keep in mind. You can eat your vegetables, but you need glycerin in your diet. But I'll tell you something no one's telling you. They're talking about vaping and the diseases. A scientist friend of mine, Daryl, who invented the microblast, told me 3 or 4 years ago that this vaping process comes from inhaling glycerin. He said you're never meant to inhale it. You can digest it just fine. But when you inhale it, it dries out the lungs. And so it's not just the other stuff they're throwing in there. It's the glycerin itself that they use as a carrier. Maybe if they switch to water or something else as a carrier, maybe it won't be a problem. I know I choke when I'm around it. My granddaughter had it, and it was making me choke. Speaking of microblasts, microblasts is an unbelievable substance. The only problem with microblasts, it will dissolve the capsules you put it in. And so you have to take it and put it in the capsules. But it will cause you to absorb things. There was a study done under a different name where they one of the university, where they took different strands of bacteria, and it just totally wiped them out in no time apart. It took them apart. It dissolved them. I mean, where they couldn't find traces of it. But if you put an ounce in a gallon of water, microblast, shake it up, feed plants with it, not only will it extend the growing life of that plant, but that plant will grow 3, 4, 5 times bigger because it breaks down the minerals in the soil. It's a phenomenal thing. I mean, I need to do a longer show on this, and I have, and I will. But it's a phenomenal thing. If you go to restandrepair.com, put in Dan, and order some microblasts, and talk to John about it. It's a phenomenal nutrient substance. I use it every day. I wash my hands with it. I use it in the shower. It's fantastic. And you use it on your plants. I want to thank you all for listening, and please tell your friends and family. Let them know when this show plays, and I'll be talking to you again next week. Welcome back. This is Van's Health Talks, and this is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been doing this since March of 1997. God, that's a long time ago. And I have Stu Tomp with me, and they have a new product that I just started taking, and that's their Rowan. And I take it and rub it around the base of my, the top of my neck and the base of my skull and down the front of the muscles in front of my neck as well as the back. And then I rub it around the low back, around the what is called the crest of the ilium, where the top of the pelvis and around the hip. And I found I sleep so much better moving that around my neck and stuff, because I used to use my head as a battering ram from grade school all the way through high school playing football. And I paid a price for it, also some gymnastic exercises and our mistakes. So I paid a price for it, also injured my back severely enough not to go to Vietnam because of it. So I know what those kind of pains feel like. I generally don't have them anymore, but I have little bits of aches and pains. And that product works, dude. What is about this Rowan Gold that's so amazing?
Well, we've taken our patented gold formula. That's our award-winning gold formula made from agricultural hemp. And we blended it with menthol and camphor, which these are well-known. They are over-the-counter monographs. So if you're looking for a non-opioid way to deal with non-surgical pain, these ingredients, the menthol and the camphor, have been around for a long time with great evidence of support. And by adding CBD to those, can you only imagine with CBD helping to drive that even more effectively at the cannabinoid receptors, at the antioxidant receptors? There's some brand new evidence out where they take people that have been exposed to UVA and UVB, and they give them CBD, or they give them CBD rather and expose them to UVA and UVB. And the skin upregulates a whole slew of glutathione antioxidant signals in addition to the NRF receptors. And there are cannabinoid receptors in the skin that go to the central nervous system into the brain. So you're talking about a new way. That roll-on is like icy hot plus this incredible new ingredient that we've never had access to and then some. So that is an actual addition. Keep your eye open for all of our new products coming out in that gold label. So we're taking our gold formula like that roll-on and building on that. So I've heard now from athletes across the country the same thing that you said. It supercharges the CBD.
Well, see, you just opened up something that I was wondering when I'm walking around the mall, they have some what do they call those things? Kiosks
there, right?
Of CBD, and they have makeup and our facial products and stuff. And I'm going, how does that work on the face? Now I know what it's doing. It's bringing down the inflammation in the face. And there's a book called The Wrinkle Cure by Perricone I interviewed many, many years ago. And he could make women look 10 years younger in 2 weeks by a tremendous amount of fish oil. eating salmon and mackerel and stuff. But he said what he's doing is bring down the inflammation. And he said the inflammation deepens the wrinkles, creates pores, creates puffiness in the face, and makes you look much older than you are. And when you lower that, you can look at least 10 years younger in a short amount of time. Now I understand why they're putting it in facial products.
Yes. Now, we have to be concerned. This is interesting and sensitive. CBD itself can be astringent, like witch hazel, and can dry things out.
Okay.
So if you have problem skin, you really need to have it delivered properly in, you know, like a Janus molecule that's fat soluble and water soluble, like astaxanthin. And very, very few people are really doing that right now. So be careful with the commercial stuff that's available. Okay. I'll tell you why. They're isolating the CBD crystal and throwing that in with body care ingredients. So that may or may not be proven to be the ideal way to do this, and you could dry your skin out. So I would say pay close attention to the offerings. Our Plus CBD Oil Balm is nurturing and healing. So we have a red label and gold label. If you have eczema or psoriasis, if you can see the inflammation, use the red label. If it's just pain and swelling and puffiness, use the gold label. So we have many other nurturing ingredients in there, like broccoli oil, so that you're not drying out your skin. Now, it's not necessarily made directly for your face. People are using very small amounts of it on their face, and they're using it more as an ointment, as a salve, as a balm. This is a way to heal, as you said, inflammation in a deep way. And so as a result, the beauty is the byproduct of the inflammation subating. And there's some anti-sebastatic mechanisms with CBD. So for acne on PubMed.gov, there's some interesting papers about cannabidiol and acne and its anti-sebastatic property. So there's a lot here to unpack for skin health.
Wow. Yeah, there is a whole lot here. I never heard anyone using broccoli oil. That's very interesting.
The broccoli oil is great because it has this direct activity on the NRF receptors, which I'm very, very interested in. And again, this new research that just came out where they were showing this very interesting gene expression, just a broad gene expression of all kinds of antioxidant signals as a result. I'm just pulling it up right now so I can just, you know, quickly just shoot it off. They looked at antioxidant response. This is from having CBD on your skin exposed to UV. Structural improvement, catalytic activity signaling, and signal transduction. So this stuff is very effective and powerful at protecting the skin and helping to upregulate the natural anti-inflammatory and antioxidant signaling pathways.
You know, folks, our body produces its own antioxidants, SOD, catalase, and glutathione, and CoQ10 to a degree. And so, it's one of those things we lose as we age, one of the reasons we do age. So if you give it a stimulus to create more of these on a cell, within the cell or bringing it to the cell, then it can really reverse aging or at least slow down the breaks of aging. Pretty phenomenal. This is very interesting. We're going to have to do more shows on this, Stu.
I love how you said that, slowing entropy. And this is all stuff in 2D culture cells compared to 3D UV radiated. So this is all bleeding research, but it lists glutathione synthesis, glutathione peroxidase. These are all, as what Dr. Dan said, these antioxidant signaling pathways, in addition to things like NF-kappa-beta, which is a very, very mediator, if you will, of inflammatory response. So it helps to help the body heal itself. That's why the endocannabinoid system is the target. It's the system that helps you heal yourself.
I have Stu Topp with me, and he's with CV Sciences, and their line of products is Plus CBD Oil. Phenomenal. The best in the industry. But why? There's many, many companies out there that are selling CBD oil. Stu, what is it? Why? Okay, you're in how many stores? 2,000, 3,000 now?
We're north of 4,000 now, close to 5,000.
Wow. I know in the United States, maybe on a worldwide basis, you're the biggest CBD company in the country, aren't you?
Well, in the natural product industry, the stuff that actually is sold at a cash register, we are number one. There's another company beating us on the interweb. However, directly in brick and mortar, we're the number one seller. And as you know, it's very competitive. Retail is very competitive. We decided to go the old-fashioned way to cut our teeth through brick and mortar instead of being a product that was born online. And people ask me, with 1,500 different products, what's the difference? And I can summarize it like this. It's seed, extraction, safety, efficacy, and service. And what I mean by that is our seeds are certified, the extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. And when we unpack that and tell people hemp is different than marijuana, there are marijuana strains that currently meet the farm bill definition with low THC. That's not what we're growing. We're growing food fiber hemp. Dan, Doc, have you ever seen 20-foot tall outdoor like ditch weed growing along a river anywhere?
Yeah, I grew up in Woodward, Oklahoma, and I think along the Canadian River I would see that.
Okay, so that's what we're harvesting, and people are confused because they hear hemp and they think of a marijuana greenhouse and a marijuana grow. And so when people understand, well, we say seed and that's the path forward, these seeds are registered. Have I told you the plants that we're growing? Have I ever mentioned the names of the seeds we plant?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. See, because now we got to this point. Before, it wouldn't make any sense. We're growing Fedora 17.
My dad used to wear a fedora.
I know. Isn't that cool? That way you don't forget. So if someone says, I'm growing hemp, now I ask this question. Well, what's the seed? What's the extraction? Is there safety? Is it efficacy? Is it established? And what about your service? So when we break that down, the seed is Fedora and Futura, and those are the same seeds they grow to make Manitoba Harvest and Nutiva hemp seeds and hemp seed oil. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't. And you just brought up something a second ago. I have 11 U.S. patents in the exercise field and 22 foreign patents. And you said the word patent. Well, what's reading that got my attention, folks, is you can't patent a natural substance. And I'm going, well, what is it about this that's patent versus the other CBD out there? So what is that? Because that's exciting
to
me.
That was the extraction. And a lot of GW Pharma and other companies, many people are taking out patents on different extraction techniques, Doc, because this is brand new. So we have a way of turning our green into gold. That's what the extraction process is, turning the green hemp plant into our gold oil. And the way we turn that green into gold is multi-step with pelletization and CO2 extraction and short path distillation. We came up with our own way. Huh. Interestingly enough, very similar to making Ultimate Omega, because we're using a very fatty acid-rich biomass. Uh-huh. When you look at our seed extract, the oil itself, the hemp extract,
mm-hmm.
it's 55% alpha linoleic acid and some linoleic acid in there, and oleic acid and gamma linoleic acid. There are a lot of fatty acids that are in our material. So that's why that short path distillation and patenting that extraction technique, taking that gold oil, proving that it's safe toxicologically, and then proving that it's safe with a randomized control trial, and then being in business for all of these years so that we know how to be of service to our customers. So when people ask me, why is Plus CBD oil different? The seeds are certified. The extraction is patented. The safety, I mean, no one has safety data like we do. It's published formal safety data. The efficacy is indicated, and our service is unmatched. So those are the reasons why Plus CBD oil.
Well, you brought up something else that interests me, the alpha-linolenic acid. A new product by your old company that you used to work for Noric Naturals, where they were taking curcumin in their brain product. And on the box, they said 65 times more absorption of the curcumin when it's combined with the fish oil. And I went, and that's the trouble with curcumin. It's very hard to absorb. So I'm going, that is part of the reason you get such good absorption and get such a powerful effect with these.
You are right on. Lipids are the delivery system for the cannabinoids. Now, nanotechnology at some point may be even more targeted, and that would be a drug. And why we don't do that? Natural fat increases bioavailability. And even the big pharma companies, when you buy the drug, the CBD drug, it's in sesame seed oil. Did you know that?
No, but I wouldn't use that as the basis.
I know you wouldn't, but I know we wouldn't. I would use something else. But the point is that you're right. Fat is the ideal delivery system. So we've come up with something very unique here with Plus CBD oil, that gold soft gel. One gold soft gel a day made people feel satisfied, slept, and better than they have in years. So it's our pledge to you, our transparency pledge. The seed, the extraction, the safety, the efficacy, and service is guaranteed by CV Sciences for Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. I really appreciate this, Sue. This is very insightful. We're going to have to dive deeper into this, but you put out a lot of good information there of why this stands out above everything else out in the market. Thank you, Sue, for being with us. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I want to tell you how to save a lot of money. Microblast is the best thing I know if you want your plants to grow really fast and really large and also clean up your gut. Vigorest is the best product I know for sleep. Now, if you call the company Rest and Repair, 877-338-3340, or go on their website, if you put in the code Dan, my name, D-A-N, put that in, you'll get 10% discount. But you can also buy four of the Vigorest for the price of three or four of the Microblast for the price of three. So call 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. It's Dan's Health Talks, and I want to continue with what I was talking about, nitric oxide. Nitric oxide, if you go to a good health food store, sometimes they'll be sold in the area of fitness, bodybuilding, and sometimes they'll be sold in the areas of, for heart health. And I remember I had a guy that had blood pressure 190 over about 120. I mean, that's deadly. Blood pressure like that can blind you, can cause an aneurysm, bring on a stroke. I mean, it bursts a blood vessel, just all kinds of horrible things from that high of blood pressure. But he absolutely hated the taking the medicine. And, well, it made him feel lethargic and stuff. And so they called me from what used to be a store here in Oklahoma City called the Health Food Center, and they called me and said, Dan, what do you recommend? What would you do if it was you? And I said, well, I would take a real high-quality magnesium that would get into the system quickly. Now, bisglycinate and glycinate are considered the best. Malate can be very good for the heart since it's a muscle, but and malate works on the muscle. Or take your magnesium with apple cider vinegar, which is basically what malate is. But also, there's some liquid magnesiums that come in a water form, and they get into the system very quickly. So I told him to take that. I told him that I would take D-ribose, which is a sugar that feeds the heart, that feeds the mitochondria of the cells. And so the heart and a lot of the areas of the body, and yet it won't raise the blood sugar. Then I told him hawthorn berry is shown to bring oxygen to the heart, and CoQ10, it gives energy and oxygen, really brings energy to the heart. And then, there's so many different things. I told him to take a nitric oxide product. And at the time, there was one I was talking about on the radio called Pro Arginine Plus, which you can't find now. The guy was losing money he was buying it from a company and then trying to sell it with very little margin. But it was a very good product. And so now I would maybe go with fermented nitrates from beets. The reason is when you get older, your arteries where the nitric oxide is created inside the lining of the arteries doesn't work very well. So a younger person taking arginine and citrulline and a few of these other things to stimulate it, it may work fine. But an older person may not get anything out of it. So what they found, if you take I'm not pronouncing it quite right. There's one form that nitrites that are in hot dogs and stuff, and they say you got to avoid those. But nitrates are not the same, a little bit different. Just an electron or difference can make a lot of difference. And those become nitric oxide. So older people can get a nitric oxide experience that they may not be able to get with the standard nitric oxide stimulators. So So that's why it's very important to understand this. And now kelp, not kelp, but kelp can be very, very good for you. But kale and a type of red spinach are even higher in nitrates. If you can find red spinach, that is a very good way to go. So also exercise releases nitric oxide. Dr. McCullough, who I get some good information from, he has what he calls a nitric oxide dump. And it's a series of four exercises. And I do these three times a day. I started getting into them because I was sitting too much working on the computer when I wasn't at the gym. And my hips were starting to bother me. And so his first exercise is a squatting action. But your arms swing up in front of you as you squat down. And I do 20, 21 of those. And then you stand up, and you can do jumping jacks, but I don't always recommend the jarring. So the main thing is you squeeze your shoulder blades together and bring your arms above your head like you're doing jumping jacks. You do that 21 times or 20 times. And then you swing your arms forward. I've seen him where he does it two arms at a time and doing alternating. For me, it seems to be a little bit more vigorous to do it alternating. And I'm standing up on these two. And then the third one where I'm standing up, I put my hands on my hips, and then I, with my shoulder blades pulling back, I bring my hands above my head. It's sort of like I'm at a football game, throwing my arms above my head, going, hooray, hooray, touchdown or whatever. Well, same movement. By the way, that movement, for some weird reason, increases testosterone. So all you men, remember that. Not only is it good for your nitric oxide, which is what Viagra stimulates, but it also increases testosterone. Well, you repeat that three times. So you do the squats, and you swing the arms above your head like you're doing a jumping jack, and then you bring your arms up and down in front, or both arms up and down, and then you put your hands on your hip, and then bring your hands up and back a little bit as you squeeze the shoulder blades back, pulling them together. And you repeat that, and then you go back into the squats and repeat the session. Now, I also go over to my stairs, and I do lunges. I'll put the second or third stair, usually the third stair, I'll put my foot up on and do a lunge, come back and do the other leg, and then go back and forth. And then I'll try to do that three or four times a day. Sometimes I only get in twice a day, but McCullough claims that nitric oxide dump can be as effective or more effective for you than going out and running and spend a lot more time on exercise. But I want you to get that down. Another thing that I adopted from his website that I first saw there is Foundation Training by Dr. Eric Goodman. And Eric Goodman is a chiropractor that said he kept having to readjust the same people. And he'd get them back, and then they would be back again. So he came up with a series of exercises that really get the body back in balance. And his foundation exercise looks like someone trying to touch their toes but can't. There's a bend in the knee, the butt is back, and the hands are reaching down. But when you get it just right, the hamstrings start vibrating, and it starts getting the stabilizers and the synergistic muscles along with the hamstrings all back in balance, which can straighten out the hip. And a lot of times low back problems, it's really a turning of the pelvis in the wrong direction, pinching the low back. So getting that back can be real helpful. But I do his main routine, and I also get down on the floor and do his one where you arch, you keep your head straight, and arch and put my hands back like I'm trying to reach back behind my rear as I arch my low back, bring my head and chest off the floor. And I like that one a lot. Now, on the squats, for some of you that balance may not be there or whatever, you hang on to the sink, or you hang on to maybe the railing if you have, in my case, I have some stairs upstairs. And that way I can squat down even deeper and then come back up. But the freehand squat with the arms swinging, the swinging of the arms is also important. I remember many years ago I heard that the people that live the longest are people that are use their hands above their head, conductors that conduct a symphony. Of course, the music itself must be very healing and life extending. But that vigorous action, but there were other actions they looked at. It had something to do with the arms being in direct line with the heart. They thought did a great job of pumping the blood and keeping the circulation strong, and that's what they attributed. And even barbers and hairdressers that work with their hands up all day long can be considered beneficial. Of course, the with hairdressers, what gets them is the chemicals that they use, and that can do them in. Need to be careful with that. I have a friend of mine, a really nice guy, and he's taking care of as I understand, his health has really gone downhill severely, and he's worked on lawns all his life. I suspect he's used a lot of Roundup, a lot of glyphosate, and that's probably gotten deep into his body. There's things you can do to help pull that out. Chlorella, and my favorite is zeolite. All these work in pulling those out, and then a good detox program. Brenda Schwartz's program of using her cleanse and extra cleanse, her Theracolon cleanse, is fantastic, along with a good fiber. And don't use psyllium. I don't consider psyllium a good fiber. It scratches the intestines and gives people a lot of gas. But exercise is also a cleanser. It gets the lymph system going. It reduces the risk for heart disease. And for those that are moving towards diabetes or borderline, it helps sensitize the body to blood sugar. One of the ways it does is it eats up the excess blood sugar by the exercise, and then your body starts building more receptor sites so it can draw more blood sugar into the muscles where it needs it. Now, exercise improves the mood. There's days I don't feel like going to the gym, but if I don't go, I'm not the same person as I am if I went to the gym and did my hydrotone exercise. By the way, I've said this before on the show, the people that live the longest are the swimmers, those who swim laps. Those are the exercise that have the longest lifespan. Now, exercise also improves memory and thinking ability, the quickness of the mind. It keeps all that chemistry working the way it's supposed to. And one of the reasons it does that, it increases mitochondria biogenesis. In other words, you keep the mitochondria healthy, but you also produce more mitochondria. Mitochondria is your energy source within your cells. And when you keep that going, that is the secret of the fountain of youth. Now, of course, if you're doing land-based exercise, like if you're doing the nitric oxide dump, where you're doing the four exercise and doing squats, it's going to strengthen your leg bones, your hips, your legs. You're less likely to break something as you get older. It improves sleep. You're going to get much more quality sleep when you exercise. When I was a kid, I would do my push-ups and pull-ups and set-ups every night before I went to bed, and I slept like a rock. Of course, I was a kid, but I'm not sure I would have slept so well if I hadn't exercised about 9 o'clock or before I went to bed. Now, it's one of the best reduced stressors, and I said earlier about what it does for the mood. It outperforms mood drugs and improves digestion. And it gives you energy. If you don't overdo it, I mean, you can do too much exercise, and that's a mistake. A lot of people, they start feeling really good for exercise, and they start doing too much and don't allow themselves to rest. And you feel better about yourself. You have, and you reduce the likelihood of dying prematurely, really reduce it. And more of the disabilities and falling and all this, all that is reduced. So exercise is one of the single best things you can do for living long and living well. You really need to start it. If you're not doing it now, you can start off with just a 20-minute program, whether it's walking in the mall or whatever, but trying to do that 3 or 4 times a week will make a world of difference to how you feel. And do a variety of different things. That's important. I use a wide variety. And I do my hydrotone. I lift weights. I do push-ups, pull-ups. I do my a foundation exercise. It was something like doing yoga. And then I may get back into swimming laps on my off days as well as walking. I do some walking. All that's important. So I want you to add those into your lifestyle. Start looking at it. start finding something you can enjoy and you can do on a regular basis. And the weather doesn't stop you. I mean, you find something that stops you for a week or two, and then you go, I'm out of the habit. I don't feel like doing this. And then you have to get the momentum. That's why I do sort of think that the people that are walking the malls are real smart about that. Pleasant environment. They're walking. Now, it'd be better to walk outdoors and get that morning or evening sunlight on your skin. But I'm here in Oklahoma. We're going to have harsh winters sometimes and our thunderstorms. So I go, I can't get out. It's been raining for 5 days or snowing really bad and icy. Well, there's usually something I can do. And if these nitric oxide dump exercises I can do, but and if you can afford it, get you a treadmill or a bicycle to watch while you were watching TV, or a recumbent bike, or one of those rebounders. Folks, we'll be right back. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there. They'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just look years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. They build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talk. I'm really glad you joined me this afternoon, and I want to talk to you about something that shows up a lot in my industry, and it's confusing. And when I talk about my industry, I consider the natural health approach to staying healthy and young. But you hear a lot of things on vaccinations, and sometimes you go, well, maybe they're important, maybe they're not so important. Now, as a kid, when I was growing up, and I'm pretty darn old now, we got 6 vaccinations by the time we started the first grade. Now I understand it can be 16 or even more before a baby leaves the hospital, which overwhelms, in my opinion, the immune system way too much for the immune system to respond to. But I guess some babies can handle it and some babies can't. And the babies that can't, I believe, are set up for autoimmune diseases where the immune system starts attacking itself. And I've also heard that the mercury that they had used for years in the vaccinations to kill the bacteria that they're trying to create immunity to, it was supposed to be taken out. But they're still finding it in a lot of these. So it's not good. And no mercury, in especially passing the brain barrier, bringing on Alzheimer's, is good. There's no amount that is good. And yet we've all been exposed to it through the mercury in our teeth and the mercury and the mercury in your teeth. By the way, the blood vessel in your teeth is a direct line into the rest of the body. But if you're as old as I am, the mercury may have had in my teeth a long time ago was already spread out through my body and probably gone from my teeth. But there's an article that I read, and I'm saying this, the U.S. Center of Disease and Control, the CDC, their data, someone went through their data, and it actually showed there's more deaths from the measles vaccination than from the measles. Now, some people said, Dan, don't tell people that. They'll not get their measles vaccination. Well, you got to decide on your own. I guess I don't know if I had measles vaccination or not. I had the measles. I had the mumps. I think I had chicken pox. And I don't know if there were what other childhood diseases I had. And I'm sure my brothers and sisters had them too. And so it was just part of going through that. But sometimes people do die of measles, and their brain swells and everything else. But generally speaking, I just consider it part of the passage of childhood. So there's both fields were argued. There's good arguments on not vaccinating. And yet up there in New York, where the Orthodox Jewish community didn't vaccinate, they had a measles outbreak. The problem now is measles is mutated. So we're having a new form of measles that none of us have immunity to. So I may wake up one day and find out I have little red bumps all over my body. And it's a lot harder on someone when they get older. Mumps, even more so on a man to get mumps when they're late in the years. That could cause them a lot of problems. But there's also an interesting thing that for years I've always told people to get vitamin C. I mean, if you get vitamin D from the sun, the best time to get it is when between 10 and 2, basically when the shadow that you cast is shorter than you are tall. Well, something I listened to recently, they say that it may not be the vitamin D that is so important, though vitamin D is very, very important. I mean, it runs over 400 functions in the body. But there's another phenomenon that happens when the sunlight hits your skin. And that happens when the sun is low on the horizon, either at sunrise or sunset. It stimulates nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is something that I cherish, that I really have worked to get developing in my body. Nitric oxide, I first read about it in 1980, but they didn't know what it was. They knew that taking arginine helped put on muscle and had an anti-aging effect on the body. And it because it released nitric oxide, they found out a little later on. And then other ways of doing it that increased nitric oxide. Now you hear a lot of things on beets. The trouble with beets is that beets are high in sugar. And I don't most sugar, except for D-ribose and a few others, xylitol to a small degree and stuff, are not healthy for you. We have way too much sugar in our diet, way too much. And so they started fermenting the beets, which I've been waiting for them to do that. Well, the fermentation process, when the probiotic starts interacting with the beets and it eats the sugar, it also makes the nutrients in the beets more powerful, but it almost totally eliminates the sugar. That's how you make wine. That's how you make alcohol. You ferment it, and now there's very little sugar. The Russians are using potatoes, the starch of potatoes. Different alcohol drinks are made from different kinds of sugar sources or starch sources. I guess rye is made from rye, and the starch is in rye. But the fermentation process turns it to alcohol. Well, in beets, it doesn't turn it to alcohol, but it eliminates that sugar and makes the beets more powerful. And so look for fermented beets powder. And so I'm taking that now. And here's the advantage of that over the arginine and stuff. And there's nothing wrong with the arginine and some of the other things they put in there, citrulline, which comes from watermelon, I think it comes from the rind of the watermelon. And it's actually more effective than the arginine itself because the nitric oxide levels last much longer in the body, and that's the major key. Now, you're going, what is nitric oxide? Oh, isn't that what the dentist gives me? That's nitrous oxide, which is make you feel pretty good. I mean, I remember when I was in my 20s, I asked my dentist if I could come back again after work because I was meditating with the nitric oxide. I went, whoa, I can slow my thoughts down to one thought. And stuff. I was really having a good time with nitrous oxide. And I don't do drugs. I don't drink alcohol, but I was enjoying that. But nitric oxide is a gas that's released by the arteries. And when it releases that, it relaxes the blood vessels. And that's why one of the things that makes it so important for people that have high blood pressure. But bodybuilders love it, not only because it gives them a pump when they're working out, but it helps move protein and fats and stuff into the cells for energy and for restructuring the cells into larger, stronger cells. It has a lot of different things. It helps boost the immune system. It helps everything. It's one of the things that keeps us young and one of those things that we lose as we age. So you got to be aware of that. Now, I'm going to be right back, folks. I got a lot more to talk to you about. CV Sciences has plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus, CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
I want to tell you how to save a lot of money. Microblast is the best thing I know if you want your plants to grow really fast and really large and also clean up your gut. Vigorest is the best product I know for sleep. Now, if you call the company Rest and Repair, 877-338-3340, or go on their website, if you put in the code Dan, my name, D-A-N, put that in, you'll get 10% discount. But you can also buy four of the Vigorest for the price of three or four of the Microblast for the price of three. So call 877-338-3340.